We're getting ready for the girls' championship game at the La Plata tournament on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. Lady Gophers trying to go back-to-back. Cody Moore, guys got a big win over Madison last night. How excited are you to play for another championship?
Very excited. Girls came out yesterday. We executed our game plan. Played a good game against a solid Madison team that we'd lost to earlier in the year, so we were excited to get that win. Happy to be playing for the championship tonight and hoping we can have some more success tonight.
You've really liked the confidence of your girls coming into this tournament. Why so?
Yeah, yesterday, like I said, we were playing a team that beat us earlier in the year, beat us by over 20. So yesterday, I liked the confidence that we trusted our game plan, executed things, took care of the basketball when we had to. And whenever we changed things in timeouts, girls listened, paid attention. And like I said, just the execution down the stretch yesterday was huge. And I think that's huge in our confidence going forward, is just knowing that we can change things up and we can execute and still be successful.
We knew Brooke Littrell had herself another sensational night. We talked yesterday, kind of getting ready for whatever the game was. It was going to be a championship or third place game, about the play of Delaney Embry coming down the road. What does she bring for you that you're hoping she continues?
Last night, she struggled shooting the ball a little bit, but she continued to play good defense, take care of the basketball for us. So she did those things well and helped us out get the win, even though it was a night she struggled to shoot. And I know Delaney's a kid that can get hot and knock down a lot of threes, So we hope that she finds her shot tonight and gets those going, because that'll really help us out on the offensive end. But overall, just taking care of the basketball and playing good, solid defense for us yesterday is what she did. And if she can make those open threes, it's going to make us that much more dangerous.
Lady Gophers coach Cody Moore joining us here on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. All right. So you're the higher seed in this championship game. Can Lady Tigers, probably one of the better 6-12 teams you'll see all season, what stands out about them?
Canton's one of those teams that come into this tournament every year with not a very good record. They play a very tough schedule, big schools. So even though they're the 4 seed, I don't know if they're necessarily the 4 seed in this tournament, because they are a very good team. They obviously got Huenberg, who's a very good player. We got to know where she's at all times. She can shoot it. She can take it to the basket. We got another guard that's a solid player, and they're athletic everywhere. So we've got to take care of the basketball and just make sure they don't get their long hands on our passes, and just once again, just execute. I think that's the biggest thing. We've got to execute in today's game and try to control tempo.
Cody Moore, Lady Gophers coach, showing us here on Glory 97. Appreciate your time, coach. Best luck today.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We're here on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. Again, we're getting ready for the La Plata Girls Championship, and the Canton Lady Tigers are playing for their first tournament championship in over 10 years, and Danielle Baker is kind enough to talk to us about that accomplishment. First off, coach, appreciate the time. What does it mean to get to the La Plata Championship?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. And it means a lot. It was a goal of ours at the beginning of the year. And we've been competitive throughout the season. So the girls, I mean, we really wanted this. We had a game plan. The girls stuck to it. They played hard. They played good defense. And now we're getting to play for the championship.
You guys came in as the 4th seed in this La Plata tournament. And I looked at your record last night, 6-12. But I said to myself, man, this is probably the best 6-12 team I have seen in quite some time, because all 12 of your losses have come against teams that have had at least no more than 6 losses on the year. How has this schedule prepared you for tonight?
Yeah, the tough schedule is kind of one of those schedules that's going to make you or it's going to break you. You're going to go through it. You know you're probably going to get some losses. And the main thing is to just keep the girls focused, and you just got to remind them what the end goal is at the end of the year in districts. You won't be seeing those teams in districts, so, you know, it's fine to play them. Your record really doesn't matter, so that's kind of how we approach it. We've had the same schedule for years and years and years, so they understand that it's just a make you or break you type of schedule. And this year, you know, the girls have come in, and they're focused, and they're ready for this tournament, and they're ready to go. So that's a good feeling, because that means hopefully it's making us and not breaking us this year.
Lakin Hugerberg coming back for you. I know she missed last year with an ACL injury. What impact has she had on your team?
Well, obviously, I mean, she's going to be playing at a collegiate level for Culver, so she's a really good guard, super aggressive. Yeah, I mean, she just helps getting the ball up the floor. She sees the court really well. She can handle all the traffic. And then, like I said recently, her passing's just been phenomenal. So that's helped out a ton getting our other players involved. And she's just been making a lot of other players around her a lot better, which I think has been a part of some of our success here in the last couple of weeks.
Danielle Baker joining us here on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com, ahead of the La Plata Girls Championship. What's going to be key tonight?
I think the key is we're just going to have to play defense. You know, we're going to have to be sure, see what we got, if we're going to go to our posts or if we're going to go to our guards, and just hope that we have a good night. But I think most importantly, defensively, we got to get the rebounds. That's what helped us against Cairo. We just rebounded, not a lot of second-chance opportunities, and that's going to have to be the key tonight.
Danielle Baker joining us here on Glory97CentralMoFo.com. Coach, appreciate the time, and best of luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Coming up next, we'll tip off the La Plata Girls Championship. It's next on Glory 97.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this La Plata tournament possible. That's Mesmer Fertilizer, Bethel, Campin Heating and Air Conditioning, Canton State Bank, Boeing Trucking, the Board of Education Administration faculty and staff at the Canton R5 School District, all of Canton, Capital Paving and Construction, Columbia Orthopedic Group, both at Columbia, Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons, Green City R1 Schools, both at Green City. La Plata Nursing Home, La Plata R2 School District, La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank of Kirksville, MFA Agri Service, Travis Funeral Chapel, all of La Plata. Samaritan Hospital, still towing both Macon, H&H Construction, Madison C3 School District, both of Madison. 7800 Taxi Service, Dubert Enterprises, John Cocker Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Thomas Motors, all of Moberly. Canton home white uniforms because they're on the top part of the bracket with the burgundy numbers and the black trim. Their starting five will be Abby Jarvis, Tegan Bergridge, Lincoln Hugeberg, Brylan Pearl, and Lauren Frazier. Green City in a row, black uniforms, black numbers, gold trimming outlining that. It'll be Delaney Embry, Gracie Gordon, Brooke Littrell, Mary Watt, Tanner Tipton. Littrell and Frazier get things started, and the La Plata Championship on the girls' side is underway. Canton takes the opening tip off. Lincoln Hugeberg over to the left side for sophomore Tegan Burbridge. Now over to Jarvis. High post two. Does it go? And it's rebounded by Tanner Tipton, who had 12 rebounds in a quarterfinal game against Schuyler County. Left side, Embry releases a three over to Bucket. It'll be Hugeberg that takes it. Wearing the left brace on her knee from that torn ACL just 1 year ago. Left corner three. Does it go for the Lady Tigers? Now Hugeberg will try and answer. It does that. The Lady Tigers can strike first in this La Plata Girls Championship. Now press shown by Canton. Lady Embry escapes. It comes across the timeline. Now top of the key. Now left side. Here is Mary Watt up to Embry. Looks at her options as Green City goes in a standstill. And Watt will take it from the left wing and drop it home. 5-3-2 in favor of the Canton Lady Tigers. Passed over to Brylan Pearl. Inside trying to find Jarvis and stolen away by Watt. Watt from the left blocker two under the bucket, and it's taken away by Pearl. Bounce pass over to Jarvis. Now near wing for Hugeberg. Takes it down right baseline, rolls one over the right post. Frazier pops one up and in. Good start for the Lady Tigers of Canton. They lead 5-2. Literal top key for Green City. She had 29 in a win against Madison. Kicks one over to Watt. Left baseline. It's true. Mary Watt averages four a game for the Lady Gophers. Already has four. Hugeberg left wing for Tegan Burbridge. Burbridge surveys the Canton offense, trying to go back up top to Jarvis. She did not cut back to it. Instead, passed it right into the Green City bench, and the Gophers will gladly take it. Watt to Embry. Delaney Embry, the junior, comes to the top. Right wing for Watt, now back to Embry. Now we'll try Littrell left wing. Hugeberg guarding her. Embry, Watt tries to attack. Comes back up, checks up, Littrell, right elbow three, cashes in. The junior is off and running. 7-5, Green City, first lead of the game. Hugeberg, as they show a 2-3 zone. Hugeberg on to the left wing, kicks it over to Jarvis from the baseline. That goes offside of the backboard. And now up the floor is Burbridge, and now there's Strum for it, and it will belong to Green City. Mary Watt tries to go up the floor. Now over to Embry. Now to Littrell.
takes it down to the baseline, powers her way to the rim, and a foul called. Looks like this is going to be one on Brylan Pearl, who's trying to seal off Littrell from the baseline. And so Lady Gophers grab it. Here's Tanner Tipton. They'll come around up top to Watt. Now Embry, catch and release, three. A nice touch, but a little too shy. Hugenberg, the rebound. Now up to the left wing. Inside Brylan Pearl, travel call. First sub into the game, it's Riley Marshall, the junior for the Canton Lady Tigers. Missed the first part of the season, dealing with a little bit of a sick bug. Her first game was back at the Highland Tournament a couple weeks ago. Great shooting guard for the Lady Tigers of Canton. Now a right baseline jumper for Brooke Littrell. No problem for the junior. Canton up, check that Green City up to a 9-5 lead. Here's Hugenberg, right corner. Marshall, catcher and release, three over to the bucket. And it is taken by Tipton, but taken back by Lauren Frazier. Hugenberg, top of key, trying to answer back. And that was offline right. Watt for Green City. Right to left, they go on the radio dial. Over to Tipton, trying to get it back over to Watt. Does just enough as Burbridge was pressuring. Now they'll reset Littrell. Embry, left corner. It's available, can't hit. Now back over to Watt. Green City remain patient. Tried to get over to Hugenberg, who was wide open left side, but or Littrell, but Hugenberg deflected that out. Here's Embry. Now to Watt, and a pushing foul. A little too aggressive there on the play was the sophomore taking Burbridge, and that will be her first foul. 9-5 Lady Gophers with the lead here in this La Plata Girls Championship. Here is Watt. Now to Embry. Inside high post, Littrell. Back out. Embry releases the three. In and out. And taken away by Jarvis. Up the right wing for Hugenberg. Down right underneath is Marshall. Passes it over to Burbridge. And she gets the finish. And backs off on the pressure. Here is Littrell. They will come to the inside. Littrell, long two, got it. Littrell already with 70-11 for Green City. Here is Hugenberg, top of the key, trying to bounce inside. Kick ball goes off of the left foot of Littrell, rocking the purple Truman Nikes. She verbally committed to play at Truman with this past August, and a left side. Here's a shot that will go in for Riley Marshall. Truman actually took on top-ranked Drury earlier today and fell in a close one, 72-66. As it is Littrell from the high post. Kicks out top key Embry. Now back to Littrell. Takes it down left baseline. Trying to get some support from Embry. Now back Littrell, left side. Catcher release three and gets wedged between the backboard and the rim. And this is the second time that I think Littrell has done just that. And we got one of our taller referees. Hopefully it takes one try to dispatch the ball. And there's that. And it appears they got the correct game ball now. And Mary Watch just got plucked in the head in the process of the direction of where that ball's going to go. She'll inbound it to Embry, now Littrell from the left elbow, takes three steps in, has a better angle, and a two from about 10 feet out. Has no problem dropping that. 9 points for Littrell, 13-10 Green City. Here's Hugenberg, top of the key. Looks inside, comes over to the right for Marshall, back up top. Hugenberg, NBA three, top of the key, and it's a two shot. Rebounded by Lauren Frazier. Powers her way to the bucket, draws a foul. She'll go to the line. Looks like that will go on Gracie Gordon, the sophomore. From behind, or actually, no, they'll give it to Tipton. Tanner Tipton's first. And so Lauren Frazier, a 60% free throw shooter for the Lady Tigers of Canton, goes to the line. First shot, good arc and in. Averaging a double-double this year is Lauren Frazier, 12 points with 10.3 rebounds a game. And she's the second leading scorer on this Canton team behind Hugenberg, who misses and taking a spill is Littrell to the floor trying to grab the rebound, and you can see she's all right and deflected out. Can gets it.
It'll be Abby Jarvis from the right corner. Fires one all the way up top to Hugenberg. Now it'll come right wing to Burbridge. She wants to attack. Now goes to Frazier. Turnaround two. Quick turnaround two and hits the front back, and drops in. Frazier with five. We're tied up 13 apiece. Here's Littrell. Now to Watt. Guarded closely by Marshall. Forces her to the right wing. Coughs it up. Now it is over to Gordon. Back out to Embry. She'll reset the Green City offense. Now back to Watt. Embry, Littrell. Left side. A little fade away. Over to Bucket. And a over the back call on Canton as Tipton was on the other side on the rebound. That is Riley Marshall's first foul. Minute 48 to go here in the opening quarter. 13 apiece between Green City and Canton as Littrell were lady Gophers. Tries to go up for the two, and she got bumped in the process. Foul called. This will go on Lauren Frazier. So Watt tried to go up top. Hugenberg with the steal. Now over to Marshall, 1-on-1, trying to beat Littrell, and Frazier with the rebound. Surrounded by three, got bumped, and our foul call. It'll be Delaney Embry picking up the foul. Jarvis off the O and Bulldogs from the baseline. Littrell deflects that out. So they try to find Hugenberg in the left corner. So now Abby comes all the way to the other side, and she was not quite ready. It went off her foot and in, but they give her a mulligan. Hugenberg. Now over to Jarvis, the left-hander, lops one in. That's a little different about Abby Jarvis's game. She's a left-handed shot, super long, super athletic, and she was actually the first baseman for the Lady Tigers just 1 year ago. That sealed the deal for Canton's first ever state softball championship. That was definitely one of the more bittersweet moments in Canton school history, getting their state champion. Chip 1 year ago. The foul called on Lauren Frazier going to the line as a foul will get called on Embry, it appears, as is the first of two shots coming up here for Frazier. Already 1-for-2 in this game. And it is a second foul on Embry as first one doesn't go for Lauren Frazier. She played some AAU basketball here in Mid-Missouri. She's been improving her game a lot, according to Coach Baker, as second shot's on its way. Good back spin, a little bit to the left. Offensive board for Abby Jarvis. Took a tumble to the floor and took Tanner Tipton with her, but she was the last to touch it. Green City gets it. 15-13. The fourth-seeded Lady Tigers on top. Delaney Embry, left wing for Watt. Looks inside for Gordon or Tipton. Resets for Embry. Now back to Watt. Littrell in the high post, trying to get it. Snatches it. Now on to the left wing she goes. Down to the baseline. Still guarded by Hugenberg. Now back up to Watt. Trying to reset for Embry, but it's taken away by Burbridge. Now a 2-on-0. Hugenberg. A little bit of an errant pass with Marshall, but there to bail her out is Lauren Frazier, who is crashing in. Transition points for Canton. They'd utilize their post play, that is for sure, as Littrell gives it over to Gordon, and it looked like she was not quite anticipating that pass. And an opportunity goes to waste for the Lady Gophers. So Hugenberg slows the tempo down for the Lady Tigers. Can't gets across the timeline. Looks like they'll hold for the final shot. They'll also get the arrow to start the second quarter. 17-13. Can with the lead. Left side for Burbridge. 10 seconds. Jarvis, Burbridge, Marshall. Around right wing. Hugenberg releases it in time. Won't go. Frazier rebound. Put back. One more try for the buzzer. It will not count. Didn't go in anyway. 17-13 in favor of the Canton Lady Tigers. Second quarter coming up next on Glory 97 CentralMoInfo.com. 1 minute here, Jeremy. Yeah, we're core.
Who has what?
Luttrell's 9, Humbert 3, Frazier 7. Second quarter just underway between the Canada Lady Tigers and Green City Lady Gophers as Tegan Burbridge dispatches a 2 just inside the right elbow and makes it a 19-13 game. Scott Lunds here alongside with Eric Duick, and back and forth game we have here as Luttrell for Green City takes it to the inside trying to find Gordon, and it's taken away by our 12 counterpart Riley Marshall, and Abby Jarvis called for travel, and she was not a fan of the call. Again, Canton in the home white uniforms with the burgundy numbers, black trim surrounding that, Green City in the road blacks, gold trim around the numbers. Embry back up top to Watt, comes over to the right wing. Man-to-man shown here by Canton. Here is Luttrell, and they switch up into a 2-3 zone. Tipton trying to escape the pressure from Canton down on the baseline. Now Embry just says, I'll take the 3. Rattles out. Luttrell tries to get the rebound, but it instead is going to be Burbridge that grabs it. Now it is Hugenberg. Left wing, she goes. Pulls up. Now drives down the left side. A little teardrop. Banks it off and in. What a move there by Lakin Hugenberg.
She has gotten just so good. That's with the left on a runner. And they let her get inside too easy, but what a finish.
Luttrell trying to counter on the reverse layup under the bucket from right to left, and as a result, the rebound results in a jump ball. And it'll go along to the Lady Gophers.
Too tough a shot there from Luttrell. There really wasn't a proper angle to finish.
Looked like she was just heaving it up, hoping it'd go in. Here is Embry. May have gotten bucked a hair by Hugenberg, who got away with a foul. Now Watt loses it. Hugenberg gets it 2-on-1. Now 2-on-2. Hugenberg right block, got it. And an and one coming up for the senior. They like the hustle back, but that's a big foul for Delaney Embry. That is her third. She's going to have to take a seat, and we're going to get a timeout called by Cody Moore and the Green City Lady Gophers as they lead 23-13 on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Yes. That's not good. Getting your second leading score, 3 fouls already. And one coming up here for Lakin Hugenberg after hitting a shot off the right block, and she makes it a 24-13 game. And Cody Moore has not been a happy camper in regards to the defensive effort from his team so far.
Luttrell's got basically 3 girls shadowing her.
Doesn't matter. Left wing puts it in.
It was like a legitimate 3 girls that were on her.
We've seen a lot more teams tried to triple team Littrell in a way to slow down, and you almost just have to accept the fact she's going to get her points. And I think the only way you slow her down is make her be the only one that beats you and don't let any of the others. And so far, that game plan has worked for Kansas. They lead 24-15. Shot won't go for Mary Watt. Riley Marshall now to Hugenberg. Has plenty of space to get it to the rim. And that goes over. And it'll be Burbridge on the other side. And she'll go to the line.
Littrell did a great job of recovering there defensively against Hugenberg, but everybody had to come and crash and help, and because of that, there was nobody on the backside for the rebound.
So Burbridge will shoot two, makes the first. She already has 5 points here in this first half. And they really rely on her because she's one of the very few guards on this camp team as she knocks home the second. Kent team has gone from a guard heavy to more of a post oriented team. They don't have the depth that they have at the guard position compared to the post, as the travel's called on Celeste Athan, who checked in for Embry, and she shuffled the feet over to the left, and pretty easy call there. 5:30 to go here in the half.
Interesting. They've got Littrell on Hugenberg again. That's the matchup for them defensively.
And the hook shot by Frazier doesn't go. Now Littrell will try and get things going on the Green City offensive side. At the top, she's guarded by Burbridge. Now works her way around one. Shot partially influenced. May have been bumped just a hair. Hugenberg up the floor to Burbridge. One-on-one. Draws the foul. Back to the line she goes.
So Littrell had to go 1-on-5 on the other end, and I can't even say I blame them. They're kind of just, that's what they're relegated to. Like you said, they don't have Embry on the floor right now. So it's her, the best option, and then some. And that was still a...
That's first shot is missed by Burbridge.
And again, Canton's got a lot of height here, but Littrell, they want her on Hugenberg. Just, it's amazing. The responsibility that she's going to garner, though, on both ends of the floor right now is peak.
So Burbridge will take the second shot, and Ken has a 27-15 lead over the Lady Gophers, who are getting votes in Class 1. Ken was previously ranked. They were as high as 8th at one point in the coaches' polls, but with the below 500 record. And not necessarily knowing what kind of opponents they've been playing, we're not getting votes right now. I think something like this, a win in this tournament, might change some opinions. We get a jump ball now. We're taking down a state-ranked team in Cairo, who came in number 10 in Class 2. It's a jump ball belonging to Canton. Might be able to do the same thing here with Lady Gophers, potentially. 27-15, a lot of hoops to go still, however, as Jarvis puts one off the high window and in. Here is Littrell. Watt. Now over to Celeste Athan, the freshman. Now a three. Littrell hits.
She is unreal. She's playing point guard, power forward, center, and defending the best player all at once.
And that is a recipe for a Division II basketball player. Could probably be a Division I if she really wanted to. As Hugenberg takes a tumble to the floor, trying to get the rebound from Frazier, to no avail. Littrell, pass at the top, now over the left wing, and it was tipped out by Hugenberg. And so Littrell and the Lady Gophers will get an inbound in front of the Canton bench on the left wing. They'll bounce one over to Watt, now over to Littrell. Almost coughed it up, now pulls in, and now darts one down low for Gracie Gordon, back out to Watt.
She's got to square up and shoot that.
Yeah, no question. As Littrell falls to Marshall falls to the floor. Littrell thought about going after it.
I'm actually almost certain that hit her left foot before it went out.
I think it did too. Green City gets it either way, and now an over the back call on Brylan Pearl as they tried to feed it inside to Tanner Tipton. That'll be her second. Frazier checks in. Brylin Pearl gets a seat for Canton. They lead 29-18. Now here's Hugenberg off the inbound. Takes out a woman. That was Ethan. And now left side. Patiently as Frazier did everything but finish. Just a hair too strong there from the sophomore. Here's Littrell with real estate. Takes advantage of it. Goes inside to Gordon. Now back to Littrell. And Hugenberg sneaks and picks pockets her. Now timeout called. A 30 by the Canton Lady Tigers. Hugenberg was down. Probably a good one there by Danielle Baker. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:12 to go in the first half. Thanks some more sponsors again for making this LaPlaya tournament possible. That includes Harley Croft, your shelter insurance agent, Salt River Community Care, both in Shelbina, Crane's Farmhouse, North Shelby Athletic Booster Club, the North Shelby School District, Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, all of Shelbyville. Schuyler County, our one school district of Queen City, Alliant Bank of Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, and Monroe City. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Ricketts Farm Services, Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. Siders Insurance and Real Estate Agency of Moberly, Madison. Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan and Simon Sugar, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Hugenberg with the ball for the Lady Tigers as they lead 29-18. Looking for a shot left wing. Littrell says, try again. So they'll go on the left wing now. Hugenberg. Surveys her options. Bounce passes inside and going down was Abby Jarvis. And now a scrum between Frazier and Ethan for Duluth Brock, and this will go to Green City on the jump.
And see that, and then you could say this a lot of times, but that's not a jump ball. She fouled her. Green City was on top of the ball. You can't just jump on the back and then get a jump ball call.
Could not agree more there, Mr. Duick, as Littrell charity stripe 2 doesn't go. A rebound, then a foul called. No disputing on that. And this will go on Lauren Frazier. Six foul. And two shots coming up here for the junior Littrell.
Who's having to do way too much right now. And they actually say this is on the ground.
It is on the ground. It looked like they were lying up for a 1-on-1, but that'll be the next foul.
He was mistaken. He did point 1-on-1.
So here is Ethan now to Littrell, and now a little too close to the comfort was Hugenberg, and that'll be her first foul. So far, Littrell has 14 of the 18 Green City points. Mary Watt has the other two, and those were the first 2 points, or the first 4 points of the game for Green City. There's nothing going offensively right now for the Lady Gophers aside for Littrell, and she makes the first of two. Second shot coming up for the Crest All-Star, and makes a 2-for-2. Hugenberg at the top here for Canton. Pivots. Nice little left-hander that we don't see often from her. Offline left. Littrell. Up the floor she goes. And a foul called. This time, it's a 1-on-1. It'll be Frazier, and that is her third foul. That's big for Canton. Because she is there. She's one of their key inside presence. And again, as we mentioned, second leading scorer on this Lady Tiger team.
By the way, that ability right there was exactly why Littrell has such a high ceiling. She took it, went 80 feet, inside-outside dribble several times, and she makes the free throw to get another one. With her weak hand, attacked all the way to the rim, and got to the line. And that's while having the size of a college small forward. So she basically has point guard skills with a bigger body and gets both free throws here.
29-22. Canton with the lead. Here is Burbridge. Jarvis there. Now here's Hugenberg. Gets a screen off Jarvis. A little bit of space. Hugenberg a take. and it will be a rebound by Littrell. Littrell, right side, just pulls up for a three. I'll do it.
Can't back off.
She says, let's go.
You can't back off her like that.
Littrell putting Green City on her back. She has scored the last 24 points for the Lady Gophers. Or check that. That was terrible map. 21. It's okay. We're now even, Eric. Down low, Hugenberg. The two off the turnover. And that was courtesy of Tegan Burbridge. Now, Hugenberg has double digits. 31-25. As we go to the right wing for Mary Watt. Now to Ethan. The freshman, Celeste Ethan, feeling a little harassed by Burbridge. Goes back to the junior, Littrell. Now back to Ethan. That's a double team. Trying to get some support from Littrell. Now she'll go down on the baseline. Now back out into the corner. Trying to find some sort of options. Just he's one up. And now Tanner tipped in. Trying to get the second chance try. Hugenberg goes the other way. Minute to go here in the half. First half of this girls' championship. If Hugenberg gets the two.
Ethan had no idea where the ball was there. She was guarding the opposite block while Hugenberg went all the way uncontested to the rim, basically.
Now here is Celeste Ethan. High post shot. Now she'll try a three. That goes off the front. Littrell trying to get the rebound. Instead, it will be Burbridge. 30 seconds to go in the half. Trying to draw the charge and doing just that. It's Celeste Ethan as they get it on Burbridge.
That was a good clean charge right there. There is no dispute. That wasn't one of your 50-50. She just stepped in there and took it.
Good take there by the freshman, Ethan, and she definitely has a bright future with this Lady Gopher team. Let's give her a couple years. Littrell has it for Lady Gophers. Looks like they're going to hold for the final shot of this first half. What can they do with it? She gets the double team, and Hugenberg just takes it right out of our hands like a take a candy from a baby as they go up to Burbridge right side. Now Littrell, half court at the buzzer to the left.
Canton Ladies, understandably.
Canton Lady Tigers take a 33-25 lead going into the locker room. A spectacular first half on the defensive side for Canton. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll catch up with Canton boys coach Andy Anderson as they picked up a victory against the Green City Gophers in the boys' third place game. That's all coming up next at halftime on Glory 97 KTCM Madison. We're just past 4 o'clock and also online at centralmoinfo.com.
Canton head coach Andy Anderson with his postgame after a 55-38 victory against Green City. You guys played like 16 hours ago. How'd you have the quick turnaround and perform the way you did today for 32 minutes?
I really thought our guys, the main thing was defensively, we had good energy on defense and we had a good team concept where, you know, we knew they had a score and we had to really help the other guy who was guarding him the whole time. And our guys really helped each other really well defensively. And I thought our energy was good considering the game last night. We played really hard last night.
Yeah, what were you able to do in particular to slow Devin Fields down and really frustrate him throughout the night?
It was just we used three different guys on him, and then our other guys really, you know, we try to get a foot in the lane and really help on him, and, you know, just he's going to score. We just wanted to make him work as much as possible to score, and that's what we did.
Canton head coach Andy Anderson with his postgame 55-38 victory over Green City for third place at the La Plata tournament. I know you were getting on your guys a little bit early for the missed layups, but once those started to fall, what did you see out of your team on the offensive end of the floor?
We were in the right spots, and I thought we got the ball where we wanted to get it. We just need to be more efficient in what we're doing, and just catching the ball, I think, is part of it. And, missing the layups early could be because, you know, coming off the game last night might be part of it. But, you know, when we get figured out to be efficient, we're in the right spots, and we could score a little bit more than what we do. We just go through those lapses like that offensively, but the kids aren't making plays, and they're cutting, and they're moving well tonight, and I thought that was a big, big key.
We're talking to Andy Anderson. Let's talk big picture a little bit. You had basically total roster overhaul. You graduated a few of the best players in program history. Now that you're down to class one, how beneficial can it be that some of these young guys have gone through the tough schedule to this point and kind of matured through the process?
It's been huge. Early in the year, people, you know, I think sometimes we get over in this term, they don't know how good Palmyra and Monroe City are, Clark County. Monroe St. Palmyre are excellent teams, and they got after us big time.
Ranked in class three.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's a learning experience from right there. And if you don't come in there toughen up, they're just going to really blast you. So it's something that we had to learn from. And, you know, we continue to grow. And we had some close games throughout. We're missing a guy for about six games. It kind of hurt us there early in the year. But we got everybody back. And since Christmas, I think we've been playing pretty well. As long as we stay out there and beat the weather somehow, that'd be nice. But we're playing really well since Christmas.
Andy Anderson, Canton head coach, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back to La Plata High School. We're ready to start the second half of the La Plata Girls Championship game between the Canton Lady Tigers, the number four seed, versus the third seed, the Green City Lady Gophers. It is 33-25, Canton with the lead. And Lauren Frazier makes it 35-25 in favor of Canton. As again, she gets 7 points in that first half, now has a total of 9. Canton in home white uniforms with the burgundy numbers and black trim. At Green City in the row of blacks, black numbers, gold trim surrounding those numbers. They're going left around on your radio dial. Brooke Littrell, 21 points in that first half. Cannot unload a three in time as Hugeberg goes left side. Kick out for the Tegan Burbridge. Now just inside the high post, shot by Rylan Pearl won't go, but an offensive rebound for Canton. Now Burbridge will try outside. Won't go either. Eric Duke also alongside with us here as Littrell tries to get Tess down the baseline. Now they'll try Embry top key. She hits, and she will have to get going if Green City wants to get back in this, Eric.
She absolutely will, because Littrell needs some help right now. I mean, she single-handedly got it to a 31-25 deficit, but she couldn't have played any better.
Part of that, Embry had foul trouble already with three fouls. We'll have to be absolutely careful here. Start out the second half as they try and get it to Tanner Tipton, and the pass will go off the Lady Tiger. So Littrell will inbound it for Embry. On the right wing, Watt now over to Embry left side. Trying to force one into Tipton and snatches it, but Burbridge is also battling there. It will be a jump ball going in favor of the Lady Gophers. Off the first still on the Bulldogs on the baseline is Embry. Now she'll take it from the inbound from Watt. Now Watt, right side, back up top. Round left side, Littrell, now to Tipton, kick out. Embry, top of the key, three, buries it. Off the window.
Even just to get a couple of threes from somebody not named Littrell, this half's basically already been a victory for Green City in that regard.
Makes it a four-point game, and a blocking foul call that's taken was Burbridge. And it looks like this will belong to Mary Watt. That will be her second. So it will be Abby Jarvis at inbounds. Now to Frazier, left side, can't get the two. They'll reset.
You couldn't have asked for a better look on an out-of-bounds play. So first and foremost, that was bad defense. But second of all, you got to finish that.
No question. Can's lucky. Look at our crack at it. Hugenberg tries to get around Littrell. Goes up top to Burbridge. She takes underhander, got it. And an and-one coming up for the sophomore.
It's not too often you'll say this, but Littrell actually overly locked into to Hugenberg there. She had an easy chance to stay inside and help defend on that run to the rim, and she's got to, because she's got to remember how much taller she is than her teammate. I know she wants to follow Hugenberg around there, but you got to step in front there and contest that, and that's not an and one as the free throw's completed.
Big bucket there for Canton. Speaking of Hugenberg, she'll deflect it into the Green City bench. As Watt tried to find Littrell in the right corner. Now Littrell, about 5 feet in front of us and about 10 feet down. We'll give it to Embry. Embry looks, left side, Watt has an opening if she wants. Now takes the high post, two, fouled, almost went in. That would have been a big bucket for the Lady Gophers if Watt could have made that go. But she'll have a chance to get two. And that is three fouls on Tegan Burbridge, who's the third leading scorer on this Canton Lady Tiger team with a 10.5.
First shot coming, and that will go off the back. Sub coming in, Riley Marshall for the Lady Tigers of Canton. Watt trying to go one for two. And she cannot. Lane violation called, it looks like, on Canton, so she'll get one more crack at it. Canton with the lead here. 5:17 go third quarter. And Watt doesn't miss. She now has 5 points. 38-32. Hugenberg lobs one into Frazier. Turnaround two off the front of the rim. Olivia, or Abby Jarvis, check that. Older sister Olivia was on the Canton basketball team. Abby, the younger sister.
Cody Moore rightfully says we've got to block out. They had a great chance at that off the first shot before they even put it back up.
Frazier somehow picks it up and over the back off the rebound as it was Gracie Gordon that came down with it.
Canton has really missed some gimmies here.
And Lauren Frazier has 4 fouls. Keep that in mind. Second leading scorer for the Lady Tigers. Now Gracie Gordon trying to chip in for the Lady Gophers, and Frazier gets the rebound. Looks like Raven Weathers will be coming in on all likelihood for Frazier as Ryland Marshall can't get the three to go. Gets her own rebounds. It ricochets all the way to the top key. Now they'll reset. Hugenberg trying to get it to Abby Jarvis. Does. Now comes left side. Frazier pulls up, trying to contribute a 2. And that's offline right. She will take a seat. And Raven Weathers, the sophomore, comes in first time. So Hugenberg, right wing, all the way up top to Abby Jarvis. She's protected closely by Watt. Now Weathers looking for a 2 just inside the arc from the left side, and cool. Rebounded by Tipton.
Green City will give her that shot every time. Deep 2, foot on the line from a reserve.
And it's literal slicing and dicing through the Canton defense, trying to dissect it like a surgeon. Draws a foul in the process. And that'll be Raven Weathers' first foul for the Lady Tigers. Embry, literal in the high post. She's guarded by Marshall. Watt, Embry, left wing. Zone shown by Canton. Play a little hot potato on the right wing here for literal. Now opposite side. 3-4, Embry, too shy. Loose ball. Tipped in. Tiptoeing down the far wing. Takes a carry back to Canton.
Green City ball if she just lets that roll out of bounds.
6-point game. NBA 3. Hugenberg trying to hit the dagger. Now literal. Look out. It's got some speed. 1-on-2. Not going to miss. In an and-1 coming up.
She just went behind the back on her. Man, oh man.
So the foul will get called on Abby Jarvis, her first, and if I wrote a book on high school basketball, Eric, rule number 1 would be don't let Brooke Littrell get that much speed going up the floor. It's not going to end well. She makes the end one, as you'd imagine. It's a 3-point game now. Here's Raven Weathers on the right arc. Now the Brylan Pearl, now it is Hugenberg, protected by Littrell into a double team, and her shot was blocked away by Embry and Littrell. And out, Jarvis will inbound it right under the Green City bucket. Now check that to the left. Here's Hugenberg, back to Jarvis on a little set play, got it, and an and-1 coming up. Big points here by the sophomore Abby Jarvis. And that will be Mary Watt's 3rd foul for the Lady Gophers of Green City. And one on its way for the sophomore. Nails it. She has 7. 41-35. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Canton with the lead. Littrell left side for Green City. Around up top to Embry. Tipton back to Embry. Around left side, Littrell.
They've gone to zone here to try and limit Littrell a bit.
Here is Embry, now Tipton. Back over to Watt.
Just to give it a different look.
Down low, Gracie Gordon, wide open, no problem, and gets a nice fist pump from head coach Cody Moore.
Really good drive there, attracted the defense. Pitched it for the layup.
41-37. Here's Riley Marshall. Inside, Abby Jarvis back out. Rylan Pearl along to just on the line to the right. Littrell takes it. Big possession here with 2:13 to go here in the third. Left wing, it is Embry. Gordon open down low, she wants. Now they'll come Littrell right wing. She'll just heave up a three. Not necessarily heave up, but a good look. Too shy, Hugenberg the other way for Can. She takes the left side off balance. Beautiful play there by the senior.
Wow. Ball.
No ill effects from an ACL tear.
Ball fake to the middle. Scoops it up with the left. These girls are good. Hugenberg and Littrell, that is.
Littrell tries to answer back. Too strong and taken away by Pearl. 90 seconds to go here in quarter number three of this La Plata Girls Championship, and it has definitely been a fun one. Hugenberg, right wing, off the window. 45-37. Embry, Littrell, thought about taking a three off the double team. Don't blame her. Now they'll come right side, Watt. Down low she goes. Watt barely gets it away to Tipton. Now Embry delivers the three, too shy. Hugenberg, Marshall on a 2-on-0 timeout called by the Green City Lady Gophers as it's a 47-37 lead for the Canton Lady Tigers. Back and forth we go with Canton really answering in all different facets. Anytime Brook Littrell or Delaney Embry seems to find a way to get them just a little closer. Trying to see what the discussion is there with Cody Moore and the Green State Lady Gophers as there's a 58.5 to go here in this third quarter.
So you cut it to four, then they get a 6-0 run. Hugenberg with four of them, gets the assist. She's such a good passer, too, is the thing.
Averages about 3.8 dishes a game. Here's Littrell at the top of the key. 10-point lead for Canton. Looking for their first La Plata championship since 2010. And their fourth on the girls' side. Embry, shot pass, deflected by Hugenberg. She gets it right back and says, all right, I'll just drop a two right down on the right baseline. And now here is Abby Jarvis, left side. Pearl to Hugenberg with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Inside for Jarvis. Attacks, feels double team. Now just pulls up. Off the front of the rim, 5 seconds, and it kicked out of bounds. This will be a foul called as Abby Jarvis was going for the loose ball. Might have tripped in the process, took out a Lady Gopher, and now 5.4 seconds.
Canton's got to get up on Littrell. Baker's trying to tell them.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, and she gets bumped. Draws a foul.
They had a foul to give. It's not the end of the world.
Only the six.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't have Littrell inbound this. She should be the one to shoot it.
Embry, quick turnaround on the three off the inbound, and that will not go. 47-39. Canton, the fourth-seeded team in this La Plata tournament, going into fourth for a chance to take home the girls' championship. It's coming up next on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Don't forget, we have the boys' championship game of the La Plata tournament coming up here on Glory 97 Central, MoInfo.com. Unlike this game, the top two seeds in the La Plata tournament on the boys' side will play for the championship. That would be the Bulldogs and the Cairo Bearcats. And that was actually a game where they actually, the two teams met just last week, and Cairo actually beat La Plata. And that'll be our final game of our six-pack here at La Plata this afternoon and into early evening. Start of the fourth, Lakin Hugenberg with the ball here for Canton, and her shot off the glass to the other side for Tegan Burbridge, and a foul will get called on Tanner Tipton. Get Canton in the home white uniforms, burgundy numbers, black trim, Green City Road blacks, black numbers, gold numbers outlining. And the first of two will go for Tegan Burbridge. She hasn't played as much here in the second half with the three fouls. She already has 10 points. Misses the second, gets her own rebound, however, and a reaching foul called on Green City. It looks like Mary Watt is guilty. And that is her fourth foul. And she provides a lot of defense for Green City, so keep an eye on that. Abby Jarvis gets it to Hugenberg, right wing. All come up top, Marshall to reset. She finds some real estate on the right wing. A 12-footer is not going to go. And now Burbridge, the underhand from the left block. And it's rebounded by Watt. Littrell now for the Lady Gophers.
Green City's got to keep this under 10. Could really use a bucket.
They get it. And guess who? Brooke Littrell. Just inside the arc from the right side. 48-41.
Get a little step back.
Now Hugenberg answers.
Hugenberg is lethal around the rim with the left hand especially. She is so gifted.
Here's Embry at the top of the key. Now right wing for Littrell. Littrell left side open for Embry. Doesn't take it. Now Tipton. High post. Back to Watt. Littrell. Guarded by Jarvis, who has a lot of length. Jarvis, all the way on her, drops it off to Gordon once again, who got the good box out.
And that's when Brooke Littrell reminds you she can also play point guard.
50-43, Hugenberg. Cross the little play to L at center court. Over to Burbridge, left wing. Inside Frazier, she has four fouls. Fade away off the baseline, over. And it's Embry, Littrell, right wing, another one. And A1 coming up. Foul will go on Jarvis. Littrell has 28 of the 45. She is on par for at least 33, her average. And one, a rare miss. It goes off the noggin of Marshall into the hands of Hugenberg. Up the left side, she goes to the baseline. Got it.
Somebody's got to step in front. Can't let her get that head of steam to the rim.
52-45. 5:50 to go here in the fourth. Embry now for the Lady Gophers. Over to Watt overhead, trying to keep it alive, and cannot do that. A little bit too high of a pass there by Delaney Embry. Hugenberg gets it from Jarvis. Inside, Frazier, turn around two. And drops it in. 54-45. Littrell feels the double team. Left side catch and release. Embry need the three. Two hops. Hugenberg with the rebound, falling to the floor. Is this going to be on Green City? I believe it is. That's the seven fouls, so they'll come all the way across the court for a one-on-one. And that is the fourth foul for Tanner Tipton. So Watt and Tipton each with four fouls, Embry with three, and this was a problem for the Lady Gophers in their quarterfinal game against Schuyler County as a 30-second timeout is called by Cody Moore and the Lady Gophers of Green City. 5:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I've been impressed. I haven't seen Hugenberg since her sophomore year on the hardwood, obviously, since she missed pretty much most of last season with the ACL tear. But she is one heck of an athlete. She can do all facets. As Erica mentioned, she really attacks. She's able to hit a three if she needs to. Has good ball instincts to draw some defense. I'm surprised she's said to go play Culver Stockton. I think she can definitely go into maybe a Division III or a Division II level. She really wanted to, but you can't blame the proximity of Culver Stockton being right next door.
That is true.
Let's see. First to two will go for Hugenberg. Definitely some benefits to that. And here's the second. No problem.
She'll be teammates with Jada Summers then.
She will be. Summers also committed to Culver Stockton about a month and a half ago. The Gophers can't get a bucket. Now Hugenberg the other way. Resets to Canton offense. 5:10 to go here in a four. 56-45.
Good IQ there to spin that out and work some clock.
Hugenberg now to Burbridge. She takes a tumble, gets an assist from Littrell back up to the floor. Now Littrell will guard her. Marshall from the right wing, trying to find Frazier, back door down on the baseline. Turn around two, and takes a full 360 and out. Tough break there for Frazier. Now Littrell at the top and sneaking in. And Burbridge picks up the foul. I think she got all ball off. Was close.
I'm not going to claim to be an expert on the Culver Stockton roster, but as is the case with Littrell at Truman, I would think Hugenberg could go into Culver and be a very, not just be on the team, but be a 4-year contributor for sure, and maybe a 3-year starter or something like that. So certainly a lot of opportunity at a school like that as Littrell makes the 1-1.
And Danielle Baker mentioned that she thinks that that Hugenberg's 3 shot might translate very well at the collegiate level, especially with the way a lot of girls' collegiate basketball is heading in that general trend. So she thinks she'll do very well at that level. Littrell makes both, 56-47. Jarvis on the inside. Frazier on a one-on-one, and she does not miss. When she's been in the game, she's had a great impact. She has 13 points. Watt, right elbow. Protected by Hugenberg. Now up for tipped in. Now Enembry. Now to the floor, General Littrell. Down low she goes. Over to rim. Gracie Gordon. And Marshall grabs it. Up the floor. And a two for Burbridge.
A lot of
misses
contact.
Misses the layup.
There.
Littrell right side. Let's up. Pops a three. And guess what? She hit it. And now they are away, and Canton is letting Green City hang around. It's only an 8-point game.
Obviously, this result is what matters right now, but Canton's looking like a district favorite to me. We talked about that district. They're better than Madison, at least on the eye test. We'll see what happens when they suit it up, but they've got a standout guard, and they've got a lot of height.
We talk about that district overall as Littrell gives it up, and Burbridge will take it. One more thought on that in a second. Here's Hugenberg, the takedown in the baseline, the two, draws a foul. I will be really fascinated to see how they go up against the Community Lady Trojans if it comes down to that, because you got
– Who hosts the district, too.
Who hosts the district, too, because you got – Canton, Madison's also in there, and then Community, who's currently ranked the second best team in Class 1, their lone loss came to a very good Salisbury team who's rising up very quickly into Class 2 polls. And I don't think the Lady Trojans had their best performance at the Sturgeon Tournament Championship last Saturday. I think Bob Curtis, the head coach, would attest to that. I'd like to see how they play in a more complete setting, and I know that home court advantage, what that game will look like as Roller 2 will drop in.
I guess it's not fair to, with community in there, obviously can't call them a favorite, but most districts, they'd be a favorite. Let's beat that one, despite their well below 500 record.
You definitely put them into conversation. I don't think there's any dispute.
Yeah, I mean, they could beat community. I just,
yes. Here's Frazier. Guarding is Gordon. Now they'll reset up the top. It's an eight-point game. Hugenberg is taking her time, and this is the right call here if you're Canton. See if they can force a turnover. Hugenberg inside to Frazier, and the patience pays off. Literal top of the key now. And finds a way to get to the bucket, but it's rebounded by Canton. Hugenberg, 10-point game. Looking for a first LaPlata championship since 2010. Hugenberg, the drive, the two, looking for the exclamation point. And it is taken away by Littrell. Littrell, underhander, trying to get another one, and she'll get helped up by her teammates. Back to the line for two more. Jarvis picks up her fourth foul. So Lauren Frazier, Abby Jarvis, and Tegan Burbridge, all with four fouls for the Canton Lady Tigers. Two shots for Littrell, who has missed all but one of her made all but one of her free throws, and makes the first. 36 for Littrell. For those wondering, she's not even close to her career high. That came back at the Milan tournament with 57 in a game that saw freshman Katie Pauly do as well on the exact same night. Here's Hugenberg. Ken in no hurry to get a shot off. Here's Frazier. Now back up top to Marshall. When do you foul if you're Green City?
I would now, actually, since you asked.
All right. They're not listening to Coach Duick right now as we speak. Here is Hugenberg.
They had chances, too, when it wasn't in Hugenberg's hands.
They want to get it into Hugenberg's hands probably as well with a 65% free throw shooter. Green City not contesting. Minute 10 to go. Hugenberg down low. Now passes over to Frazier. Had it open. Look, and she takes advantage of it.
That could not have gone worse for Green City.
That is a huge bucket. Littrell trying to keep their hopes alive. Does just that. Timeout called by the Lady Gophers. And it is a full. We'll do it too on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. 64-56, Canton with the lead. 55.1 seconds to go in the La Plata Girls Championship game between Canton and Green City. Press shown by the Lady Gophers. They need some sort of turnover to have some sort of chance. Hugenberg left side, now back over to Jarvis. Right wing for Burbridge. Can doing a splendid job killing clock. Frazier goes to the line. She had a clear look again. It's like she's almost a forgotten woman, and anytime she has had a chance to go to the rim, she is taking advantage of it. That's the fifth foul on Mary Watt. She'll finish her day with the first 4 points and one free throw. Gets a round of applause from the Green City audience. So two shots coming up here for Lauren Frazier. Or check that, that was a 1-on-1 off the back of the rim. Littrell gets the rebound. Littrell coast to coast. Gets the two. Fresh shown. 25 seconds for the Lady Tigers in their La Plata chance. Now Littrell tangles up Riley Marshall. That is only the first foul there for the junior. Or check that, second. And Riley Marshall, a 33% free throw shooter. But she has two shots as it's now a double bonus. It's off the front with her first. It's a pat on the back from senior teammate Hugenberg. Second. Got it. Up the floor is Littrell. And it's stripped away by Burbridge. Good reach and a timeout called. Or no, a pushing foul. I thought they were trying to get a timeout off for a split second. Littrell with the third foul. Burbridge now with two. And gets the first. It was a goal for this Canton team to get in some sort of tournament championship. Mission accomplished. Second one will go. Here's Littrell. To Embry, out of bounds. Littrell, left wing, three, not over yet.
And a foul
called.
Man, her three-point shot is
insane. As Hugenberg gets the foul and one. Got it. So they check off one item of making a tournament championship. They can check off another. Tournament champions of the La Plata tournament belong to the Canton Lady Tigers. 67-62, the fourth seeded Lady Tigers pick up their fourth ever La Plata Tournament Championship and the first one since 2010. Daniel Baker and Cody Moore shake hands just in front of the scorer's table. And now the audience comes and gives both teams a round of applause here. And we'll be Mary Watt that takes home the second place plaque for the Green City Lady Gophers, who dropped to 15-4 on the season. And Lakin Hugenberg picks up the first place hardware for the Canton Lady Tigers. As they're now 7-12 on the season. And Eric, they, as you alluded to, look out for them once we get to districts.
Yeah, no, they're legit. They're legit. Because they've got balance, they've got size, they've got great guard play. They're legit.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services. Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. And Lakin Hugenberg is going to get the honors, finishing with a total of 20 points. That'll wrap it up here for the girls' game. One more coming your way in just a moment on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. It's boys' championship between La Plata and Cairo. Eric will get you set up on that coming up next on Glory 97.5.